So the name of today will talk a little bit about a more halakha nice topic in Perek Yesh Nachla, and that's the sugya about Gruya Santa, disinheriting someone. The Mishnah tells us on Daf Kuf on the Gemara Beis, Hakosev es lechasa lacherim, hiniach es banav, masha asa asoy, ela ein ruach hacham en noch imen. That if a person writes over his lechasim to others, and leaves his sons without their due chelik of the Yerusha, what he did is effective. Ella ein ruach hachamim no chaimen. Then the Gemara says, 7-8 lines in the bottom, Toshma, Yabal Yishmol Rav Yehuda, Shidina, lo sahabit bi avuri asanta, that you shouldn't engage in the act of disinheriting. Afil bi rabi shal ratava, even in favor of a good son at the expense of a bad son. So, simple reading of the Mishnah of Ein Ruach Lecham Enoch Imenu sounds like there's no Isser per se. It's a Midas Hasidus, that it's effective, it's not a good idea, Ein Ruach Lecham Enoch Imenu, but it sounds like it's only a Midas Hasidus. And the Stei Chemed has a Maracha on this topic in Chela Gimel, Simen Gimel. So he quotes such an opinion in the name of the Agudas Ezov. The Agudas Ezov was the father of the Avnei Nezer. So he quotes in the Agudas Ezov, this Mahalak of Avir HaSanta, that's only a Midas Chasidus. However, it's not mashal away from the Rashbam. The Rashbam writes on the Mishnah, Ein Ruach Chachamim No Chaymenu, Ein Lo Chachamim Nachas Ruach Mimasav, Ela Charon Af Gorim Lehen, Nafla Daraisa. So Ein Ruach Chacham Enoch Imenu isn't just it's not advisable, but it creates a charon af on the part of the Chachamim. For this person is Oker Nafla Daraisa. Oker Nafla Daraisa sounds like we're talking about more than a Midah Chasid. It sounds like more of an Isser. And that, in fact, is what the Rush writes in Tshuva, Klal Pehei Osgimel, Klal Pehei Osgimel, that if one disinherits the proper Yoresh, that is indeed an Aveir. What is the parameter of the Avuriach Santa that we're talking about? If you look at the Rashbam and the Gemara, and that Tashma that we just read, 7 lines in the bottom of the Rashbams, Bi avuri asanta, makom shemavir ha'av nafla min ha'roila, v'afilu laharbos le'echad, ulema'et le'echad. So avuri asanta is an issue even if you're being marbet to one and remayet to the other. So it sounds like not only if you totally disinherit one of the yorshim, but even if you change the percentages, you give one more than his entitled share, the other less, but you're still giving everyone a share, that would still be Bechlal Avuri Asanta. And in an article written by Rabbi Matisyahu Schwartz in Kovitz Beis Aaron Yisrael, Volume Nun Ches, he points out that this is more mefurish in Shuvas Maram. Shuvas Maram, the first Prague, Simon Tuf Kuf Tzadiches, Tuf Kuf Tzadiches. The Maram writes, Afilu b'miksas nechasim, shayich lomar lo tehave b'avuri asante. Even if it's only affecting a percentage of the nechasim, you know, let's say you're going to distribute 75% of your nechasim al pi din Torah, so 75% of the 75% of Yenachas, he will give the Bechor Pishnayim, will give the other sons their single chelek, and then the other 25%, he'll give one of the sons 90%, and the others a small percent. That would still be Bechlau, the Avuri Asanta of the Mishnah. And that's what the Rishash points out here in the Sugya as well, that even though strictly speaking, literally, Avuri Asanta sounds like it's total. And Avuri Asanta is you're being fully mavir the Yerusha. But he doesn't think that's true Ladina, and that's not what the Rashbam says. And he points out that's also the mashmos of the Gemara in Ksubis, the Gemara in Ksubas Nivdeis on the base on Tidmi Gimel Amud Aleph has another parallel Maisa of Amarayim related to Avuya Santa, and it's Mavur in that Gemara that the context is even where it wasn't a complete disinheriting of one of the Yorshim. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes as well, Simon Reish Pei Beis, Simon Beis, that even if you're going to leave over a share of your Nafla to divide it, Alpi Din Torah, that's still a violation of Avuya Santa if the balance of the Nafla you're going to divide Shalo Alpi Din Torah. Okay, so again, that's the Rashbam, that's the Chuvas Maharam, that's the Rishash points out over here, that's the Aruch HaShulchan, that you're still violating Avuya Santa if you divide anything less than 100% of your Nechasim, Alpi Din Torah. However, in the Sefer Pesachei Kol Shem, that's Reb Bloy from the Eda, the monumental work on Kol Shem Mishpat, Pesachei Kol Shem, Perek Dalid, footnote 8, he quotes Makilim on this issue. For example, he quotes the Bala Itter, he quotes the Tashbates, which are both quoted in the Pesachei Shuvah there in Simen Reish Pei Beis, that if you leave over a percentage of Yerusha to divide Alpi Din Torah, that's not a violation of Avuya Santa. And according to the Tashbates, the minimum amount that you need to divide Alpi Din Torah is 4 Zuzim. So 4 Zuzim, I don't know exactly what that translates into, but it's more than a few prutos. It's a significant enough amount of money to be somewhat chashuv. So that's the minimum amount that the Tashbeit says you need to divide Alpi Din Torah to not violate Avuya Santa. Reb Moshe talks about this. Reb Moshe Chelik Bei Simen Mem Tes Kol Shem Mishpat. Chelik Bei Simen Mem Tes. He quotes the Tashbeit. He says he's not sure if you should rely on the Tashbeis entirely, but he thinks that if you do leave over Davar Chashuv, then there's what to rely on that you wouldn't be violating Avuya Santa. And Moshe says that Davar Chashuv is a fifth of your estate. The context of Moshe's tshuva there is whether you can give a percentage of your estate or bequeath a percentage of your estate to tzedakah if that's going to result in your inheritors getting less than their due share. So in that context, what Moshe says, if a person wants to leave over most of his estate for tzedakah and for B'nai Torah, then as long as he leaves over a fifth of his estate to his Yorshim to be divided Alpi Din Torah, and then he gives in the formulation that Moshe addresses that particular tshuva is one third to tzedakah and two thirds to other relatives who are B'nai Torah but are not halachic Yorshim, then Moshe thinks that's a reasonable conclusion. As long as you leave one fifth for your Yorshim, that's not a violation of Avuya Santa based on the general perspective of the Tashbeis, even though Reb Moshe ends up, whatever Dalit Zuzim are, the one-fifth figure is presumably more than, at least for most people, more than Dalit Zuzim. The Aruch HaShulchan raises another question, Simen Reish Pei Beis Sif Gimel. This din of Avuya Santa, literally the Gemara talks about Bimaniach Es Banav, but does it apply to other Yorshim as well? Is it only when it comes to sons? Is there something unique about sons? Or Avuya Santa applies to disinheriting any halachic Yorish? If a person doesn't have sons or doesn't have daughters and the Yerusha goes to the next tier, So does the Ruach HaSant apply there as well? The Aruch HaShulchan thinks that even though Lashon Mishnah sounds like it's only Banim, and he quotes the Baal Ha'ir to that effect, L'Halacha, but he points out Lashon HaRambam sounds like it applies to all Yorshim. Rambam, Perek Vav, Nachla, Salach Yid Aleph, Perek Vav, Alach Yid Aleph, Halanose, Nechasav, Lacherim, V'niach Es HaYorshim. So Rambam doesn't specify Banim, just Halanose, Nechasav, Lacherim, V'niach Es HaYorshim, whoever the Yorshim are. And the Sechaim points this out as well. And in the aforementioned article, he quotes the Mordechai, the Irish, the Chumash Rashi that we quoted, many of you shown him that say this way, that the din of Avu Yasanta isn't limited to Banim, but applies to any halachic Yoresh as well. So are there Yorshim, however, where Avu Yasanta is not an issue? I mean, the Gemara has Avu Yasanta as being problematic in the context of favoring Baratava over Bra Bisha. But are there Bras that are super Bisha, or people that are beyond the pale, where Avu Yasanta may not apply? So there's a comment to the Das Zakenim, request that the Das Zakenim raises in Parshas Chayisara, where Avram Avinu gives all his estate to Yitzchak. Vayitein Avraham eskol asher lo liYitzchak. Ask the Das Zakenim, Perek Kafei, the end of Parshas Chayisara, Tema, Hechi Avid Hachi, Ha'armin Aser Lavu Yatsanta, Afil Mirbabi Shel Ratava. So how is it that Avraham Avinu disinherited Yishmael in favor of Yitzchak? Isn't that a violation of this din? The Kaim Olam Ba'alma, the Kiyam Avraham Avinu Afil Eiru V'tef Shila. So Avraham Avinu Kiyam Kol Torah Kul Achelo Nitna, even the Rabbanans. So how did Avraham Avinu violate this Isser of Avure Achsanta? So Das Zakenim gives a creative answer. The Yishlomar, the Avram, the Yishmael, Geirim Hayu. V'yarmina, the Ger, Eino Yorishas Chaveiro, Aviv, Lo Midivrei Torah, V'lo Midivrei Sofer. Quoting from Rabbeinu Shmuel, I assume it's the Rashbam. So Das Zakenim answers, yeah, that should have been a problem. However, Avram and Yishmael and everyone at that time had a din of Geirim, and therefore the standard halachas of Yerusha don't apply, and there wouldn't be a violation of Avurei Achsanta. And then the second answer is Kodem Shonoldu Acherim Farnasala, that this is all given over before the other sons were born, meaning the only, even though Avraham Avinu had other descendants from Keturah, but the only concern here, the only shaila, is about Yishmael, because Yishmael was Avram's son earlier, but the other sons from B'nai Keturah, those were born, even though those were born Jewish, but this whole Vayitein Avram's Kol Asher Lo LiYitzchak preceded their birth, and therefore wasn't, that's not a concern. So that's the Kingdom's answer, is that they were Gerim, and therefore don't bother me with Avurei Achsanta. But yeah, there's not a second answer. It's a qualification of the answer. I'm sorry. That the answer is that Avram and Yitzchak and Yishmael were Gerim. So the regular lachas of Yerusha don't apply. I Avram and other sons later that weren't Gerim. So that's not an issue because this whole workaround was done before they were born. Therefore, they had no shaykes to the Yerusha. It was already no longer in Avram's possession when the other kids were born. Okay. So, even though that's the Das Zakenim's answer, but other Achronim at least take the Mahalach, or some Achronim take the Mahalach, that maybe in an extreme case of a real Mumar, there is no violation of Avurei Achsanta. So, Rav Moshe talks about this in the next Tshuva. This is Cheli Beis Simen Nun. What's the din of Avurei Achsanta from Mumrim L'chal Shabbos. So Moshe writes that Mumrim L'chal Shabbos before Hesia, the over Malisuri Torah, the Eimachantanus Beneim L'Torah Mitzvos, So you don't have to be concerned or take into consideration that maybe they'll end up having proper observant children. But Rav Moshe says that even Rav Galil would agree in an extreme case, even the Chacham would agree to Rav Galil in an extreme case of Mumin L'chal Shabbos, that they're beyond the pale and not subject to Avurei Achsanta. Because the Shuvas Chasson Sofer, that the Bisha of the Gemara isn't a Mumer, he's just not so makbid about mitzvahs, or maybe he's not so makbid on kibbutz. But if it's mamash a mumer, that wouldn't be subject to avurei achsanta. And the Chedidur disagrees. Dovid Misharim Chelek Aleph Simin Tzadi Zayin. Kosetosis in Avodah Zarah Kavav, that sounds like we do say Dilma Nafik Vinei Bra Me'alma Me'alya, even by a mumer. So he thinks that even by a mummer, as beyond the pale as he is, he still should be given his fair share of the Yerusha. He quotes the Das HaKedem that we started with, that even Rav Ravino, if not for the technicality, should have given Yerusha to Yishmael appropriately, if not for the technical Ger's answer. And therefore, even by the most extreme mummer, you shouldn't disinherit him. So this is the machlokas among the poskim of the last generations, and it's a shame we should all have, shouldn't be relevant to any of us. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nowadays, like, is anyone like Mach would still be Yerusha?